The Bible is not intended as a natural sciences textbook. Instead, it aims to help us understand the authentic and profound truth of things, that the world originates from the eternal reason of God, that all men and women are equal because they all equally come from the earth and had life breathed into them by God, and that this is the deepest reason for the inviolability of human dignity. Pope Benedict continued his series of lessons on the Creed Wednesday, explaining why we affirm God as creator of heaven and earth.
In the work of creation, God is seen as the Almighty Father, who by his eternal word brings into existence a universe of goodness, harmony, and beauty. The world thus has meaning as a part of the divine plan, a plan which especially embraces men and women as the culmination of God's creative activity. The scriptures teach us that man was created in the image and likeness of God, formed from the dust of the earth. Here we see the basis not only of the unity of the human family, but also of our inviolable human dignity. We also see something of the mystery of man as a finite creature called to a sublime role in God's eternal plan. The tragedy of Adam's sin, by falsifying our original relationship with God, has affected our relationship with one another and the world itself. Through the saving obedience of Christ, the new Adam, God himself has justified us and enabled us to live in freedom as his beloved sons and daughters.
Temptation to sin, concluded the Pope, comes from the belief that God's keeping us from the best things in life, that happiness is being free of all limits. Instead, he said, evil entered the world after mankind freely chose to believe in lies over truth, disrupting our fundamental relationship with God.
Of a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors present to today's audience, including those from England, Ireland, and the United States. May your visit to the terms of the Apostles Peter and Paul inspire you never to place anything before the love of Christ. Upon all of you invoke God's blessings of joy and peace. Thank you.
Following the audience, the Holy Father had two special private meetings with missionary priests from the Fraternity of St. Charles Borromeo in Rome for their general chapter, and with an interreligious delegation from Kazakhstan, here to mark the 10th anniversary of the first interreligious congress of Astana. I'm Emer McCarthy.